During the Second Republic, the Institute of Secondary Education, Francisco Rivolta, was the educational centre par excellence, not only in the city, but also in all the province of Castellón. In the course of 1935 to 1936, there were 991 students. In May 1937, during the Civil War, the Institute took the official name of Juan Marco. In addition to teaching high school studies, this building housed the School of Teachers and the School of Arts and Crafts. A chair of Valenciano was created in 1938 by Bernat Artola. However, it wasn't implemented because the Institute was evacuated due to the proximity of the Francoist army. The Second Republic faced educational problems such as poor school attendance and high illiteracy rates among the population at more than 30% and even higher among women. Did they take measures to overcome these problems? The answer is yes. Teaching was a priority in the politics of the Republican governments and one of its most emblematic reforms. There was a pedagogical renovation with the unified school, coeducation, bilingualism and secularism. From the Second Republic's point of view, society could not be transformed without a public, free, secular, universal access education based on the most modern methods and principles of the free educational institution. They also wanted to promote a permanent training plan for adults. The state guaranteed the right to education, increasing the budget by 50%. The role of teachers was dignified by significantly increasing their salary and by aiming for the highest intellectual authority of the villages to be represented by teachers rather than priests. The approval of an ambitious school construction plan involving the creation of approximately 10,000 schools and 7,000 teaching positions was a huge challenge for society. Let's continue now towards the town hall, to the Pescateria Square. Next stop will be the fountain sculpture to the Costumbrist artists. Here you will see plate 6 on the ground.